Toronto. Some of the most active companies traded Monday on the Toronto Stock Exchange. Toronto Stock Exchange, 20,483.42, down 34.65 points. Nevada Copper Corp., TSX, NCU. Materials, down 5 cents, or 30.30%, to 11.5 cents on 19.2 million shares. Enbridge Inc., TSX, ENB. Energy, up 23 cents, or 0.47%, to $49.28 on 13.4 million shares. Manulife Financial Corp., TSX, MFC. Financials, down 28 cents, or 1.10%, to $25.18 on 9.5 million shares. Etrion Corp., TSX, ETX. Utilities, down 24 cents, or 51.65%, to 22 cents on 8.1 million shares. Suncor Energy Inc., TSX, SU. Energy, down 30 cents, or 1.25%, to $23.72 on 7 million shares. Fortis Inc., TSX, FTS. Utilities, up 58 cents, or 1%, to $58.79 on 6.7 million shares. Companies in the news, Restaurant Brands International, TSX, QSR, up 23 cents or 0.28% to $81.97. Tim Hortons China is planning to go public in a deal that could rapidly speed up the chain's rollout in the growing coffee market, with plans to open more than 2,500 new locations in 5 years, according to an investor presentation. Restaurant Brands International confirmed Monday that its joint venture with private equity firm Cartesian Capital Group, which includes Tencent and Sequoia Capital as major shareholders, has entered into a business combination agreement with Silver Crest Acquisition Corp. The joint venture, officially named TH International Limited, but often branded Tim Hortons China, opened the first Tim Hortons in China in Shanghai in 2019. Restaurant Brands said the deal with Silver Crest, a special-purpose acquisition company, would see TH International traded on the Nasdaq Stock Exchange. Documents filed with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission pegged the implied value of Tim Hortons China at US$1.69 billion, with the expected value of the new combined entity when it starts trading at above US$2 billion. Under the deal, Tim Hortons would bring its store count in China to more than 2,750 by 2026, according to documents. This report by the Canadian Press was first published August 16, 2021. The Canadian Press.